Thank you for calling Omex Health. My name is Rachel. How may I help you?
Hi, Rachel. I had a order that was supposed to deliver today, but then it says an attempt was made, and on USPS, they said they can't access the delivery location, but it's just a house, so I'm not sure what went wrong there.
Okay, you're checking on your shipment?
Yeah, they told me to call you to, or the Omex Health website told me to contact you to arrange another delivery attempt.
Okay, sir, if I could please have your name, please.
Yep, it's Neil or Sode.
Okay, Neil, N-E-A-L. What's the first name?
N-E-I-L.
Oh,
maybe that'll
sorry.
No worries.
Okay, and if you could also please provide your zip code.
Yep, the shipping zip code was 75093.
79053.
75093.
Okay, so I had it backwards. 750. Let's see, that's a zip code there. All right. And I'm sorry, sir, to repeat, but you said 75093.
Yep, that's correct.
Okay, so let me take that back out and try it a different way. Okay, 75.
But the billing zip is different. So,
okay. Let's see. Usually. Okay, what is your billing zip code?
It's 9116.
I'm sorry, in the line cut out part of it, 9116.
There's an 8 before the 1, so 98116.
Okay, 98116, okay. See if that will, sometimes it just depends on how the information is put in. So let's see, neither one
okay.
of those. Is pulling up what I expected. Sir, if you could please spell your last name.
Yep, it's B-A-R-S-O-D-E.
Okay, and I thank you for that. So let me try that with the zip code and see what that. Let me try it. Just that out.
You think maybe the order number?
Sometimes it depends on. Now, is the account in your name or is it under someone else's name?
It's my name. Or I'm not sure. I have an account. I just ordered one of the roll-on CBD, I think, late last week or early last week, and I don't think I signed up.
Okay. Account just means an order was placed. Did you place it through the call center or you placed it through the website?
The website.
Okay, and please verify your address.
Are you looking for billing or shipping? They're two separate ones.
what I've located is showing just one address here. You can try the shipping address.
Okay, so it's 4080 Olympic Court, and then Plano, Texas, 75093.
Okay, and I thank you for that information. I've actually pulled up that shipping address, and oh, I see. With that shipping address, it's listed under a female name, possibly a spouse.
Oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
That's my mom, Anita.
Okay. All right. So her name is the one that shows here as the shipping address with that address you verified. So this was an order. It shows that was placed through omaxhealth.com. And it shows you placed an order for cryo-free CBD pain relief roll-on. It was one bottle of it?
Yep, that's correct.
All right, so that was on the 18th of December. And let's see. All right, so the U.S. Postal Service did post an alert for today. They said at 2:11 p.m., delivery attempted. No access to delivery location. Have you tried contacting your post office?
Yeah, my mom did actually, and she told me I have to change the delivery address. That's what they told her. So there's one thing that might be, because it's a house, so it should be accessible. Instead of, you know, in Olympic Court, usually you can put CT. Instead, that seems to work. I've shipped things there before, so maybe that I wrote court this time, all full word. But maybe if you could possibly change it to CT, that might make it easier.
Okay, now you know with us updating the address. Now, if you're just wanting the post office to just simply come back out and bring the product.
Oh, you're asking
me? I apologize.
If that's what I want.
Yes, sir. If you're just wanting the post office to be able to bring the product, bring it or deliver it back out, it may possibly be something that you can arrange with them, because if we change the order here with a reshipment, that will be another 7 to 14 business days. But if there's some kind of way that you can contact your post office and make an arrangement where it can be left, because I don't, of course, know what's going on there at your mom's address.
Weird. So it'd be another 7 days, because I paid for the 2 to 4 business days, and it's in Plano, Texas. So it's over there. So you're telling me a change would have them like reship? I'm not sure if I'm understanding correctly. Because my mom called them and they told her to contact OMAX Health to change the address. So
yeah, if we update the address and the only way that we can get the shipment back out is to ship it again, we can't process priority shipping in the call center. You can only do that when you process an order or place the order on the, you know, on the website. So that would be about 7 to 14 business days. Where she lives, is there a way that they can hold it for her there? For her to pick it up, if that's possible?
Yeah, I think I can do that. I think I'll just have to let them know about that. How about I just give that a try? That's definitely much easier than, you know, the 7 days.
Yes, sir. It would be 7 to 14 business days.
Okay. I will go ahead and do that then. I'll talk to the local USPS again and then have them hold it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else?
Nope, that should be it.
Okay, thank you so much for calling Omax Health, and please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thanks, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.